Luke chapter 1. Dear Theophilus, beloved of God, wherever he is, Luke takes great care in setting the scene. He writes an orderly account of all that has happened. And so the story begins, one which Luke weaves colourfully and cleverly. He begins in the temple, which is also where he ends his gospel. The temple is important to Luke. Zechariah kicks off proceedings with angelic visitations and unbelievable news. He's in for a good night, and even though he's dumbstruck, I'm sure Elizabeth will get the message. Meanwhile, in Nazareth, the messenger makes his way to Mary to deliver more good news. Her confusion gives way to a giving in to God's designs. Let what you have said be done to me. God takes flesh. She hurries to the hill country to see Elizabeth, 6 months pregnant, and there spills out a song proclaiming the greatness of God. Something new is happening, God's kingdom. John the Baptist is born and Zechariah's heart overflows with blessing God for the gift of his son, no different perhaps from any other parent hoping great things for their child. But this child has been chosen to prepare the way for Jesus. He is, after all, prophet of the Most High.